Hello and welcome to No Escape, my hypnotic escape room experience for your mind. Ahead lay 8 rooms, 8 challenges, and 8 keys. Your goal is simple. Make it through each one and reach the exit. In each challenge, I will be asking you to undertake certain mental tasks, and I need you to try your very best for me. Of course, the harder you try, the more fun this will be, and I do want you to have a fun and interesting trance experience. So all you need to do right now is sit back or lay back and get comfortable and listen. That's it. Find the perfect spot where you won't be disturbed. Shut off all of those distractions and just listen and focus. Can you do that for me? Good. And you think you're up for today's challenge? Great. And you agree to use your imagination exactly as I describe? Perfect. Pay attention now. Close your eyes. Take a big, deep breath in and hold it. And when you are ready for hypnosis, exhale and relax. That's it. Now, before we open the door on the rooms, I need to get you in the right mind space for the challenges ahead. To give yourself the best chance of escape. So whilst you relax there, listening to me, breathing easy, I will ask you to imagine a shape, and all I want you to do is picture it clearly in your mind. Let's call this a little warm-up exercise, shall we? Okay, ready? Imagine a square. Picture it however you wish. Now, let it fade. Good. Imagine a triangle. Picture it clearly in your mind's eye. See it. Now, let it fade. And last one, imagine a circle for me. Picture it. Look deep into it. Now, let it fade. Fade away. And just gone. Perfect. Now you are ready. Now you can allow your mind to relax more fully and get ready for our journey today as we open the door onto the escape rooms. You stand in a long corridor lit only by a row of dim lights stretching out into the distance. The air is cool and you are feeling relaxed and everything is perfectly still. Nothing but the sound of your breathing. You start to walk forward along the corridor, the walls passing you on either side, just following the lights down. The white arrows on the floor showing you the way. No puzzles here, just simply walking, step by step by step down the corridor until ahead you begin to see the outline of a black door. Drawn on the door in yellow chalk are the words, "Escape rooms this way," and a crudely drawn picture of a fox. You pause before the door, taking in one more long, deep breath now. And as you exhale, you reach for the handle, turn it, and enter. Opening up in front of you, a small antechamber, plain dark walls, a door at the opposite end. Next to the door, scribbled in the same yellow chalk, you read, 8 rooms, 8 challenges, 8 keys. And on the door, simply, the number 1. Large, bold, and clear. The rules are simple. Each room will test your mind in different ways, and as soon as you have completed the room's challenge, you will be awarded a key, and you may proceed to the next. And I wonder if you will make it all the way through today. Some do not. Many find themselves lost, disorientated, confused, unable to solve the most basic of challenge, unable to focus, unable to even think. Oh, but I'm sure you are quite smart, but you may find some of the rooms play cunning mind tricks on you. Your mind is, after all, a fascinating thing, and works entirely on attention, expectation, focus, pattern recognition, and your incredible imagination. And every single room has been meticulously designed to target those core brain functions. And quietly and slowly use them against you. That's right. Your strong mind can, in itself, be your weakness. But I know you will try so hard for me. And if you do get distracted, or if you do get disorientated, you can simply carry on and enjoy the experience of the rooms as they wash over you, blissfully carried through them in a hypnotic haze. 8 rooms, 8 keys, 1 exit. Time to start. Room 1, the observation room. You step inside and look around. This room, empty, contains no puzzles, just some simple instructions that you will find so easy to follow. It's so quiet, so simple, so dark, with a single lantern hanging from the ceiling. The goal of this room is to simply imagine, to observe, to picture with great detail in your mind. So take your time. I'd like you to notice the dark walls, the texture of them, the color, the surface imperfections. Really picture them. Now, the lantern hanging from the ceiling, a candle, an electric bulb. Is it still or flickering, orange, or maybe blue-white? What does it look like to you? Focus now. And the floor, are there tiles? Dark wood, perhaps? A hypnotic spiral pattern? What does it look like? What does it feel like underfoot? And whilst you are focusing on the walls, on the lantern, and on the floor, I want you to pay attention to your breathing. Slowly in, slowly out, and on the sensation of the air on your skin, on the beat of your heart, slowing down now, slowing down. And the temperature of the room, the weight of the atmosphere, is it heavy, humid, close, or simply light and crisp? That's it. Really focus. The walls, the lantern, the floor, your breathing, the beat of your heart, the weight of the air, the door on the other side of the room, and on how your whole body seems to relax more fully as you move your focus between them, one by one by one, relaxing more fully now. Once more, the dark walls, the glowing lantern, the hard floor, your breathing, the beat of your heart, the weight of the air, the door, and the key that is right now in the palm of your hand. And what does that look like? Iron, gold, polished or rusty? Study the key in your mind as you move through once more. The walls, the lantern, the floor, your breathing, the air around you, the reverberating sounds, the door, and the key in your hand. What does it feel like as you slowly, dreamily move forward, placing the key in the lock? As slowly the door opens and you move further in. Room 2, the time room. You slowly enter, greeted by a room full of clocks, maybe 100, perhaps more, scattered across every wall, every surface. Everything from pocket watches, metronomes, pendulums, wall clocks, and at the end, directly ahead, the huge daunting presence of a grandfather clock. And as you focus on the cacophony of sound, the overwhelming sense of many clocks all running at different speeds, in different time, and yet, perhaps, with time, you notice them settling down, sinking as you sink with the sound of the tick and the tock. Notice as you concentrate now how the sounds begin to form, to merge, to sink. Moment by moment, the sounds pulling together as you focus on each tick, on each tock, noticing how your mind locks in and looks for the pattern, the beat, and maybe you already hear it as it continues to sink. And you watch the grandfather clock at the end of the room as you watch the pendulum swing left and then right, and then left, and then right, as the sound moves with it, left, and then right. And the more you focus, the more you find those sounds beginning to sink, even now, even more. Focus on the sounds now, concentrate fully, and maybe you notice two clocks began ticking together as one, or two more, or eight clocks now moving as one in your mind, as your mind continues to clear out the chaos of sound and move to a more cohesive, steady rhythm, to a single combined tick and tock, in time, in sync. As with time, you begin to sink with it, slowly, moment by moment, as time itself passes. Hear it now, moving as one, a steady pattern, a gentle heartbeat, a slowing of time, as all become one when you focus. So find yourself focusing now. Really focus on that sound and feel how every single sound makes you even more focused now. Now all of these sounds have merged, converged, slowed in time. And as they slow even further now, as you focus, focus on the left, on the right, those single sounds, so clean, so clear, so crisp, tick, tock, tick, tock, in sync, and yet so very slow. And as the sounds stop, you see the key in your hand, and you are free to move, free to unlock the door, to move on to the next. Room 3, the memory room. A large space opens up before you, devoid of any furnishings. A vast hall, the sounds reverberating as you walk in. A single table sits in the center. Arranged in the middle are 8 boxes, 8 objects. You walk closer and look. A note on the table, written on parchment, with the simple message, "View the collection and remember and try not to forget." The rules seem very clear. You open the boxes, one by one. You try to remember, and you close the lid. You open, you remember, you close, and you recite. And you start again, each time with another box, or another 2, perhaps. The first box, a candle. The second box, a book. And so far you have 2 items, and they are, tell me, a book and a candle. That's right. So easy. You open the third box, a feather. And the fourth box, an apple. And the collection is now, tell me, a candle, a book, a feather, an apple. 4 more boxes, getting hard now, hard to recall, but you try so hard for me, as you focus deeply on the challenge, as it builds, and it's only 4 items, and surely you can remember, right? The 5th box, an hourglass. The 6th, a silver coin. And now we have, do you remember? A candle, a book, a feather, an apple, an hourglass, a silver coin. You're doing so well now. And if they are slipping your mind, don't worry. just allow them to slip more fully. But there's only two more, and I'm sure you can hold all of these in your mind. Or maybe you find it's becoming more and more tricky, more challenging. Some people may find that remembering 8 items like this would make them so tired, so desperate to just relax their mind, to give in, to fully and deeply surrender. But I'm sure you will try for me, right? Try so hard to remember. Remember the items which you may have already forgotten, as you try to forget to remember, or remember to forget, whatever way round it was for you. And whilst you try that, whilst you wonder, you open the last 2 boxes. The 7th, a pocket watch. The 8th, a brass key. Time to use that memory of yours, what's left of it. And what were the items? What were they? Come on, you can do this. You don't need to remember the order. Just try. Try for me to remember. Can you remember even 1? Let me help. A candle, a book, a feather, an apple, an hourglass, a silver coin, a pocket watch, and a brass key. And that relief now flushing through you, knowing the task is done and you can move on. And your mind may be tired, your thoughts a little jumbled, but you continue regardless as you use the key now, moving to the next room. Surely this one will be easier. Room 4, the question room. The room, perfectly square, stands empty apart from a small book in the center on a raised plinth. A plaque states 5 questions, 5 seconds each. Try to find the answer. You know what you must do. Simply read the question and try to answer. And there is no way to fail if you try. And the only way to proceed is to focus deeply on finding the answer as you try. You take 5 steps to the book, reach out your hand, and turn the first page. The page reads, Question 1. If today is yesterday's tomorrow, then what is the day after tomorrow's today? 5. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Your mind feels loose, relaxed, a little soft, and you already know that having the answer or not having the answer is not the point of the room or the questions. They are only here to provoke thought, to probe for insight. And as you try to solve them, each extra thought only adds such load, such weight, and each one makes your mind so tired, so heavy, so sleepy, and only finding that it's starting to relax and drift so much further than how deeply relaxed it was a moment before. The moment that just passed, right now. Question 2. What were you thinking the moment before this question about your thoughts? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Each question causing your mind to search, to sink, and maybe the answer will be obvious, or maybe it was only obvious a moment ago, the moment before now. And perhaps the more you search, the further away that answer seems, moving back, away, in time, with time. But as you try so hard, and it is so hard, to process, to think, but you continue to try for me. Question 3. When drifting softly in thought, what thought do you notice the moment before you notice you're noticing it? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Falling into thought as your mind spirals, looking, seeking, trying to find the answer that will help you, pull you back in, pull you back up. But the more you seek, the deeper you go into thought, the harder it is for you to even have a single thought. So perhaps the questions become easier when you just let them wash over you. You read the next. Question 4. What does it feel like to be in a deep, hypnotic trance? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. And now you wonder, what would it be like drifting away on the sound of a hypnotic voice? The slow cadence, the way your mind softens and your thoughts disappear. The way each and every word only makes you fall deeper and deeper down into a hypnotic trance. The sensations washing over you, over your body. That feeling of a smooth, relaxed mind, of blissful surrender, of perfect submission. Question 5. What do the words, "your thoughts are gone," mean to you?
Your thoughts are gone.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. And what could they mean?
Your thoughts are gone.
How would you feel if your thoughts are gone?
Your thoughts are gone.
And what if you are simply left blank, empty, mindless, drifting? And I wonder if you would fall instantly or fall slower, feeling the slow surrender of your mind as it drifts further and further down.
Your thoughts are gone.
Softening, loosening, falling down.
Your thoughts are gone.
And as you think about your thoughts are gone, you look down to find yourself holding a brass key. And those words, "your thoughts are gone," repeat in your mind. The gleaming key in the darkness, and your thoughts are gone. You walk forwards towards the door, and your thoughts are gone. And you open it and move in, deeper in, and your thoughts are gone.
Your thoughts are gone.
Room 5, the reflection room. You move in slowly. Your thoughts gone. Your mind soft, just floating away. The room is brighter with a single full height mirror in the center, surrounded by soft furnishings. Beds, reclining chairs, sofas. You approach slowly, watching your reflected self move closer to the glass. You stare at the person in the mirror for some time, taking in all the details. But as you blink, you see them move away, and lay back. Lay down and close their eyes. Their eyes seem so soft. All of the muscles in their face relaxed, head dipped, and slowly moving with each breath, up and then down. So subtle, such tiny movements as they drift in a deep trance. You watch them relax so deeply, and as you do, you feel the sensations rise within you. You see their shoulders, so loose, so relaxed, their arms hanging loosely by their sides, their chest as it rises and falls and rises and falls once again. So calm, so deeply relaxed. Their torso, so relaxed. Their upper legs, slightly apart. Still, static, unmoving. Their lower legs, their feet, still and calm. Every part of them, just so stuck in that position. They could almost be asleep as they continue to breathe so slowly, their chest rising and falling, rising and falling. And as you watch the reflection in a deep trance, you begin to feel it even deeper. How the more relaxed they seem, the more deeply relaxed you feel. And then you notice when they turn to you, when they open their mouth just a little and gently whisper the word,
sleep.
Sleep.
And you do.
You fall instantly deeper, down, down. Deep relaxation, blissful slumber, profound trance. So deep you can barely feel the key in your hand, the subtle movement forward towards the door, and barely even notice as you unlock and move to the next room. Room 6, the stair room. Drifting through the door, you find yourself at the top of a spiral staircase. The steps descending below you, out of sight, out of reach of your consciousness. But you know that you must descend to find the door. And as you do, and with every step, you will find yourself drifting even deeper, even further, down and around and around. As you hold the handrail now, as you take the first step to deeper trance. You step and you feel the sensations of trance surround you, tug at your mind, leaving you even more empty, entranced, hypnotized than you were a moment before, the moment right now. And you move again, further in, further down, another step, and another, the light fading as you continue to drift slowly, slowly down, further down the stairs, one by one. 10 steps left as you find your mind let go. 9 steps left as you feel yourself fall so deep now.
Deeper.
Eight steps left as you turn, as you descend, safe with the handrail.
Seven
steps left as you fall into a deeper trance.
Six
steps left, further down now, moving faster, so deep you can't possibly fall deeper, and yet five, even deeper trance engulfs you now, embraces you in blissful slumber. Four, so close to the bottom now, but your mind completely switched off. Three, no thoughts remain, only peace, only surrender, only deep pleasure.
Two,
so deep in hypnosis, so completely and utterly and profoundly deep.
One,
the final step, and you will know when you step down. It will be done, and your mind will be gone, and you will be the deepest you have ever been. Your mind completely entranced, your body still and unmovable as you take the final step down to zero as you sleep deeper now.
Floating, empty,
drifting,
heavy,
mindless,
deep,
empty,
safe,
floating towards the door, so slowly,
sleeping,
a key in your hand,
still,
as you open the door and float through it. Room 7, the fractionation room. So deeply hypnotized, your mind cannot comprehend what you see. But at first, you assume it's a long corridor. The floor, white and black tiled. The sign on the wall reads, "Eyes open, eyes closed." You take the first step. The tile is white. And you open your eyes. That's it. Open your eyes. Look around in your deeply hypnotized state as you take another step. The tile is black and you allow your eyes to close once more. And it feels so good to close them. So perfect. Your eyes resisted so hard, wanting to stay closed, needing to stay closed. Opening is effort, closing is bliss, but you know you must progress, so you do. You take another step, white, open your eyes, and another, black, close your eyes for me. That instant relief when your eyes close, that bliss of relaxation hitting you like a wave, the feeling of trance fully washing over you as you pause, knowing you must soon take another step. You breathe in, you step forward, white, open your eyes, so hard to open now. So impossibly hard, and even as you try to keep them open, you feel them tugging down, weighted down, like your eyelids were made of lead, and you may want to close them, and you may need to close them, but you try so hard for me, and take another step, black, close your eyes. The sensation instant, powerful, perfect. Your mind falls then, falls away, drifts away fully. The sensations filling your entire body. The perfect combination of bliss, pleasure, deep relaxation. so deep now, and only two more steps to the door, waiting for you as you take another step forward. White, open your eyes. Your eyes so slow to respond now, but you try hard to open them. So hard, almost impossible, so heavy, like trying to lift a bus with your eyelids, simply unable to fully lift them. The effort is too much. You need to allow them to close, but you know you must try. Try so hard, or move forward. And you do. You take one more step to the next tile. Black. Your eyes shut fully and relax. You feel the door ahead. Key already used. It's open. You're too deep to use keys now. As you drift slowly through to the last room. Room 8. The spiraling void. The last room, dark, empty, a void. Just the one sound, the sound of my voice, the sound of my words, in the very center of your mind. And you focus on the position of my voice, the cadence of my voice, on the tone of how my voice speaks directly to you from within, as if it were your own. My voice in your mind fully open, and then you start to hear them. The countdowns, the whispers, the pull of profound, deep trance, so intense and yet so relaxing. The sounds surrounding you now, as you drift, as you fall into the sound of my voice. Each number down seems to pull you with it, and with each zero, you fall instantly deeper now, drifting, floating, mindless, empty, down, drifting, floating, mindless, empty, down. Drifting, floating, mindless, empty, down, so deep, so profoundly deep, deep in my spiraling void, with the numbers moving around you, spiraling around you, as you fall further, further in, further down, deeper down. So very deep with me, with my voice in your mind, drifting, floating, empty, quiet, heavy, deep, calm, safe, down, soft, loose, sleeping. Drifting, blank, still, sinking, deeper, down. That's it. Mindless and blissful. A profound, deep, trance state. Lost in my rooms. Lost in my voice. Lost in the spiraling void. The zero at the end of the great countdown, the moment where everything else is gone so perfectly deep in trance. And as you drift, you feel the sensation of a key in your hand, and you know soon you will open the last door, the exit, or maybe you will choose to stop here, to wait, to sleep, to drift on if you wish. And you may pause the audio, slip off your headphones, and simply float in this perfect, deep trance with me. Otherwise, you grip the key in your hand and you move towards the exit, the final door, back up, back to reality, back to the world you left behind. Moving to that door now, unlocking it with the key, the stairs ahead, daylight at the top, moving up, step by step, as your mind starts to come back with you, feeling wonderful, feeling relaxed, enjoying the sensation of your returning awareness, happy, calm, healed, better, filled with enthusiasm for your day, for your next activity. And if you are to fall asleep after this, know that you will have a long and restful, regenerative sleep. And if you are to wake and go about your day, know you will do so positive and fully engaged. As you rise step by step to the light, to the exit, to the waking. Coming up now in 5 more steps. 1, moving up. 2, waking slowly. 3, coming around now. 4, opening your eyes. 5, wide awake now, feeling wonderful. Welcome back. You did so well. I look forward to seeing you back in my escape rooms once again. But don't forget to leave a review on the way out. See you next time. Goodbye for now.